We are back, and we've got great music for you, so stay tuned for a great half hour now. We're going to be on until 8:30. Now we're celebrating an empty tomb. This is the Down East Boys, and this song is on the charts and doing very well. So enjoy.
Town, something big is going down, a marvel everybody wants to see. They've heard about an empty tomb, they're wondering, could this be true? And if it is, what does this really mean? So they come from every walk of life just to catch a glimpse inside. What God can do, that tomb becomes a hallelujah place.
Well, let's go celebrate at that empty grave. Let's stand in awe because of all He is. He's alive and well. His story's mine to tell. Our Lord is great and greatly to be praised.
Our next song is called Good God Almighty, and it was by Old Paths, who changed their names because they're not old, to Anthem Edition.
Yeah.
We played it before. Enjoy.
Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me praising your name no matter what comes. Times I've called your name some broken night, and you showed up and patched me up like you do every time I get amnesia. I forget that you keep coming around. There ain't no way you'll ever let me down.
Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me praising your name no matter what.
is he good?
He's good.
Tell me, is he God?
He's God.
He is
good God Almighty.
You say your love goes on forever, that your mercy never stops. So why would I assume you'd be somebody that you're not? Like sun in the morning, I know you're gonna be there every day. So what on earth could make me be afraid?
Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me praising your name no matter what comes. 'Cause I know where keep praising your name at the top of my lungs.
Tell me, is he good?
He's good.
Tell me, is he God?
He's God.
He is
good God Almighty.
Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime, praise him when the sun goes down. Love him in the morning, love him in the noontime, love him when the sun goes down. Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime, Jesus when the sun goes down. Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime, Jesus when the sun goes down. Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me praising your name no matter what comes. 'Cause I know where I'd be without your mercy. So I keep praising your name at the top of my lungs. Tell me, is he good?
He's good.
Tell me, is he God?
He's God.
He is
good God Almighty.
Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime, praise him when the sun goes down. Love him in the morning, love him in the noontime, love him when the sun goes down.
Good God Almighty.
This is Dr. Wilson from Everyday Healthcare. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." I want to focus on the second part of that verse. In all our ways acknowledge him. What does it mean to acknowledge God in all we do? It means to give him credit, to recognize what he does, to show how important he is in our lives. Acknowledging him is what I'm doing now. He wants to be our number one. Are you acknowledging God in all that you do? I'm sure we can all use improvement in this area. This passage ends in a promise. If we trust in him, and if we acknowledge him in all that we do, he will direct our paths. He will give our lives direction and purpose. This is Dr. Wilson from Everyday Healthcare. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Dr. Wilson. Well, up next, we have Legacy 5. They were at the Great Western Fan Festival here a couple of weeks ago. This is called Enough for Me.
If he never, ever did another thing for me, I'd be forever thanking him for Calvary. He lived and he died and he rose in three. Hallelujah, that'll always be enough for me. If he never ever did another thing for me, I'd be forever thanking him for Calvary. He lived and he died and he rose in three. Hallelujah, that'll always be enough for me. My head on the pillow at night, counting all the blessings in my life. Food on the table and a roof above.
At the top of the list is my Savior's love.
If he never ever did another thing for me, I'd be forever thanking him for Calvary. He lived and he died and he rose in three. Hallelujah, that'll always be enough for me. Hallelujah, that'll always be enough for me. Broken heart and he made it new.
So I'm thinking there's nothing he can't do.
Grace for the journey, strength for the fight.
Mercy in the morning, a song in the night.
another thing for me. I'd be forever thanking him for Calvary. He lived and he died and he rose in three. Hallelujah, that'll always be enough for me. Hallelujah, that'll always be enough for me. If he never ever did another thing for me, I'd be forever thanking him for Calvary. He lived and he died and he rose in three. Hallelujah, that'll always be enough for me. If he never ever did another thing for me, I'd be forever thanking him for Calvary. He lived and he died and he rose in three. Hallelujah, that'll always be enough for me. Hallelujah, that'll always be enough for me.
And we're excited to let you know about the concert that is coming up. That's a Central California Southern Gospel Music Association concert. And that's going to be at Northwest Church on June 23rd, 7 p.m. That's a Friday. And it's going to include, from Boise, Idaho, Liberty Quartet. And that's Royce Mitchell's quartet.
Oh, they're good.
They were here for the Fan Fest. We're excited to have them come back.
Mm-hmm.
And also Reliance, and that includes Ken Hurley. And he is he's the main guy from Reliance.
Well, okay.
Now, we want you to know we always have free admission.
Yes.
At our concerts. A love offering is always received. But we do have front center seating called Artist Circle, and you can purchase some of those tickets. This is a number to call Sharon Hurley. And her phone number is 559-974-2397. Now, you can get those tickets, but you have to get them ahead of time, before the concert. And so we wanted to let you know that. We've got plenty of time to do that. And again, that's at Northwest Church, 5415 Northwest Avenue. We'll see you then.
That's right. We'll see you then. Well, I have Liberty Quartet coming up next with their great song. I love this song. It's called Miles of Miracles.
Looking back on this journey of life, didn't think that the road would wind through so many twists and turns. Valleys of tears and mountains of hurt, but God, He never left me for a single step. And what He shows me now, it takes my breath.
I see
miles of miracles
stretching back behind me. I find
that were sometimes hard to see. All the disappointments and times of trial, by God's grace, have turned into miles and miles of miracles.
Maybe you're climbing now, but it feels
like you're sliding down a hill.
And when shadows are dark,
the valley can sure be hard on a heart. But God, He is good and faithful all the way. And someday you will look down from that mountaintop and say,
sometimes hard to see.
All the disappointments and times of trial, by God's grace, have turned into miles and miles of miracles.
And someday, standing
gates. We'll see every inch of the road.
Friends, we have the Booth Brothers coming up next. Everybody loves the Booth Brothers, and here's one of my favorite songs that they sing. Promises are promises, and facts are facts.
Giving my opinion with a rhythm and a clever rhyme. I don't want these words to sound like I think I got it all figured out. But there are a few things I can say I know without a doubt. I know there's a God who knows my name and a son who died to take the blame. I believe Jesus is coming back, 'cause promises are promises and facts are facts. Promises are promises and facts are facts. These days some say there's no one way to believe. Just keep it loose, you're free to choose. There's no absolute, it's all relative, you see. I'm calling on God who knows my name and a son who died to take the blame. I believe Jesus is coming back, 'cause promises are promises and facts are facts.
That says what goes up must come down.
This is the ultimate reality. The God is, the God love, God can be found.
Well, I know there's a God who knows my name.
Promises are promises and facts are facts.
And the Son who died to take the blame.
Promises are promises and facts are facts.
And I believe Jesus is coming back.
I know there's a God who knows my name.
I know
Son who died to take the blame. I believe Jesus is coming back. 'Cause promises are promises and facts are facts. I know there's a God who knows my name and a Son who died to take the blame. I believe Jesus is coming back. Promises are promises and facts are facts. Promises are promises and facts are facts. Promises are promises and facts are facts. Promises are promises. Promises are promises and facts are facts.
Next we have one of our favorites, that's Joseph Habedank, and he has a song he co-wrote, and he always gave those songs a very different and shocking sometimes title. This one's called Judas. Let's find out why he called it that.
Was 30 pieces worth it when the truth is I might have sold him out? worthless. Can you see the way it hurt him? But it could have been me who hid behind that kiss of death. If I'm the judge of Judas, then woe is me. Turns out the only difference is that I believe. If he could love a traitor, a liar and a faker, if he could break the bread and share the wine, if the humble-hearted Savior could wash the feet of his betrayer, then surely he could love a heart like mine. Ooh. What amazing mercy, how extravagant it's overwhelming. He'll still meet the worst of sinners in their darkest place. And all I know to say is thank you, Jesus. And all I know to sing is
that song, Judas by Joseph Habedank. Well, it's time for us to go.
It's time to go. So tune in again next Sunday for more of God's music. And we thank our sponsor, Everyday Healthcare. That's Dr. Brent Wilson. Check our website for podcasts, blogs, concerts, and more. And God's Music Now is that address to get into our website, godsmusicnow.com. Until next Sunday, this is Earlene Starnes
and Ken Hurley
saying good morning and God bless you. Have a great week.